Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, February 14th, 2026. UNC run-ruled the Hoosiers, again putting up crooked numbers in the 5th and 6th innings to take Game 1 of the doubleheader via run rule. Indiana took a late lead in the finale and lost in heartbreaking fashion when a routine toss to get the game-clinching out was thrown away, forcing extra innings that ended with UNC walking off the Hoosiers in the bottom of the 11th with a solo homer. IUBase.com had this post-game interview with head coach Jeff Mercer. So, Coach, you got a obviously really long day and pretty tough way to end the day. Can you just kind of talk about, you know, what the team did to kind of fight through what happened, and especially those extra getting through into those extra innings?
Yeah, you know, we all three games we were in a 1 or 2 run game in the 5th and 6th inning, and you know, trying to figure out roles and spots for everybody on the mound, and kind of, you know, that early season work. Obviously, we kind of give up runs there. In the middle of the first two games, I wanted to make sure that we went with Seaboard and Yarberry with a lead, tied in the 6th or 7th or a lead. And I didn't want to use those guys early. And then the third game worked out beautifully for us as far as how we deployed it. And again, you know, Javi Kerr has been really good. He's going to be really good for us. Jacoby's been really good. He's going to be really good for us. You know, that's a big ask, but those are guys that are going to be good. And so we went to them, and obviously the first game got away from us. The second game, those guys were great. We played well. We came back, had 2 out, somebody on. We load the bases, big 2 out hit. We take the lead and give ourselves a chance to win. We execute all the way across the board. And then we didn't make a play at the end of the game to secure the win. But you come back, you bounce back, you put the go-ahead run on there in the top of the last inning. And, you know, Bogey gets out of the inning before. And we go ahead and we put the go-ahead run on base and compete. And, you know, it's easy to roll over and feel sorry for yourself, but you just can't do that. It's early in the season. You pick up, you go back to work, and you advance. But, you know, I told the guys after the game, if you look at how much better we were from 24 hours ago, 12 hours ago, to this game, we got so much better over the course of 2 days. And so you just pick up and you continue to advance and you work from there. So that's the point of going and playing and playing good teams and playing that environment and going and doing it. We're capable, we're talented enough, we're good enough. You know, let's get outside for a couple of weeks and go play and go do these things. And then you'll look up and we'll win those games. We'll win those series and just keep moving forward. So if you want to be a great team, you have to go play and you have to go compete and you have to put yourself in an environment that you want to be in and you want to be there. And that becomes you. So we're talented enough. We're capable. We did a really good job getting that game to the finish line there. Didn't finish it, but that's life. That's the way it goes. And you just pick up and move on.
A couple of the pitchers that did have struggles in command, maybe you can talk to more of this specifically, because from my vantage point, I wasn't 100% sure, but it didn't look like they were missing by much.
No, it wasn't. You know, you're coming down, and you know it's a real strike zone. You're playing straight up baseball. On the white's a strike, and off the white's a ball, and so they're in and they're around the zone. They're competitive. They're competitive misses. You know, some hit by pitches or. They're trying to go, you know, cutters in. They're trying to go back foot sliders, and so you're clipping guys, and so it's not, you know, it wasn't like they gave it away or they were non-competitive. It's just you jump right into it, and you're playing a really high level, high stakes baseball from the beginning. But that's the feedback you need. We're not doing ourselves any favor if we want to be at this level. We want to play. We want to play in a super regional. You want to host a regional, win a regional, play in a super regional. Then go put yourself in that environment, and then go do that. Well, the small misses are still misses, and the small mistakes are still mistakes, and you get punished for it, and you get immediate feedback for it, and that's what we want to do. That's the program we want to be. That's what we strive for. It's what we work every day to do. That's what we recruit every day to do. And so when those guys are going to pitch, Javi's going to be great. Jacoby's going to be great. They have real stuff. Mid-90s guys with real stuff, and they're very, you know, to your point, is like their execution is not far off. It's a few clicks here and there, flipping a few counts, forcing contact, and you move on. And so you look at it, the difference in Tony Newbeck on Friday, he was in some 2-0 counts. He's able to get back in there and get weak contact and you know, some of those cutters and 2-1 counts and whatnot. But some of those younger guys aren't yet. And so they'll grow through it and they'll get better and be better for having done so. But yeah, it wasn't bad misses. They're competitive and that's part of the game.
So talking about hitting, obviously you guys
struggled quite a bit throughout the weekend. Obviously, you're facing one of the, if not the most elite pitching staff in the country. So what did you, I mean, there were some, obviously some clear positives. I think Ricketts getting on there in the extras was a big deal. What are you seeing? What do you like to see them take out of this weekend?
Well, it's just a simplification of the swing. Obviously, you know, it's a young group and they're going to have to kind of grow through it. You know, I wanted to see us bunt better. We've done a ton of bunting. Our turns were late and kind of went out of the box. And again, you turn it up, you turn the adrenaline up, you're going a little bit faster, and we've been doing a really good job of bunting. And all of a sudden, those balls are foul, and you're not being able to execute that. So I'd like to see us throw the bunt better. We're on the bottom of fastballs a lot. Now, again, it's mid-90s to 96 all weekend. And so you're under fastballs as you go. But being low the other way, low on the line, I thought we were patient today, not passive. We just got beat a little bit in the zone. And so our lefties kind of pulling off. They've got some, their righties were a little bit of ride and run and a little bit more arm side run to it. And so you have to sting the ball low the other way and then string them together. And we weren't necessarily able to do that. But they're good players. They're talented enough. We just got to go through it and do it. But yeah, it was a little bit of length, a little bit of uphill, not low the other way enough. I didn't think our bunting, obviously, clearly wasn't good enough. And then, you know, besides Cooper, we weren't able to execute well enough with guys in scoring position. And, you know, they're able to go to matchups all weekend. You know, they're able to go to get guys all weekend, and the depth of their pitching staff is tremendous, as you pointed to. And so you're going to have to hit real guys in real situations. And, you know, we did enough there to do it in that third game, but we didn't pull it out defensively. And so you have a lot of feedback offensively from the weekend. And just like we always do, we'll live and learn and adjust, and we'll be better for it. You know, it's kind of our calling card, so we'll get better off that.
The Hoosiers will return to Bloomington and open the home slate with a midweek contest Tuesday at 4 p.m. against Bradley. See you at the BART.